some philosophy says winning isn't the best thing, it's the only thing. As long as you win at any cost. I like the phrase that goes, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Because the person you become is not determined by what other people do or who other people are. The Pharisee in today's gospel did everything right except he was comparing himself to other people. Other people's lives do not make yours better or worse. Other people's opinions about you do not change one thing about you, whether you have a great opinion or a bad opinion. But to play the game of life and realize that we're in it together, and the better I can become, the easier it is for you. And when repentance becomes not a case of me winning, but a case of me helping both myself and you, then it's no longer a competition, but a collaboration. People who are in this life together and who say, let me help you by helping myself first. Let me give you an example of how to be a better person. Is there anything I can do while we journey together? Not in the sense of saying, somehow what you do makes me better or worse. No. We are those independent human beings given free will by God to choose to be well, but not just for ourselves, but for each other. So there's a great saying that goes, as we approach Lent, stop living other people's lives. Start living your own and live it well, not just to show off, but to help one another. And in this way, you can say, hey, this is how much I love you, enough to try to become a better person. Because everyone often says, live the dream, follow your dreams. And I hope you, your children, and grandchildren all achieve their wildest dreams. However, it's not whether you win or lose your dream, but how you play the game. Because at the end, for the Christian, you are the dream. Not what you've achieved, not what has been given to you, not the game that you won, but the player you have become. Never forget, it's not what you have, but who you become that determines the life you will have lived. Христос рождається.